Towering brick walls and barbed wire lined exercise yard at Brixton Prison. The jingle of keys and the slamming of heavy steel doors reminds you where you are. You're trapped. But when you walk through the exercise yard, something else opens up. Something that isn't about trapping inmates inside. It's the opposite. Men go in there and they aren't faced with those same towering brick walls and barbed wire, even though those things are still there physically. What they're faced with is opportunity. They're faced with a freedom and a second chance. I'm Carl Thomas, and a few weeks ago I went down to Brixton Prison to check out the Scaffolding Academy at Lansick set up last October. In their last 6 months, inmates can sign up to a 20-week course where they train through the morning and afternoon, both to qualify for a level 2 diploma in scaffolding and get back into the swing of regular working life. Lansick worked with Bounce Back, a charity focused on training prisoners, and Allendale, a construction company that's donated all the equipment for the course. It's the second time Lansick has worked with Bounce Back, after starting a dry lining course at Brixton Prison in 2015. On the one hand, it makes business sense, tackling a skill shortage in the industry. But it's more than that, as Matt Warner, who's the managing director at Allendale, told me.
What's your name?
Matthew Warner.
And what do you do?
I run Allendale Plant and Scaffolding.
And what do you do here?
We set up the training centre. So with Debbie and Fran of Land Security, they invited me down here one day and said, what did I think about setting a scaffolding training centre up here? We sort of agreed.
Besides providing the equipment, Allendale guarantees everyone who completes the course successfully a job interview when they're released.
We was backwards and forwards with the governor every week for, got to be 6 months. And we finally got it, that was in January, and we finally got it underway and opened.
More than anything, it's a way of breaking a cycle of crime that's endemic in UK prisons, where 50% of prisoners who are released reoffend.
You look, if they come out now without this, they've then got to find a job. They can't get a job because they haven't got a CSCS card.
That's a construction skills certification card.
10 years ago, you was working without a CSCS card, you could come out and blag a job on a building site. You can't do it now. So they're first going to come out with no money. How'd they get the money to pay for themselves to go and do their CSCS card? Plus pay their rent, plus COVID, and plus their travel. That alone, to complete all of that's £500-600. They have no choice but to go and steal it. Because you're signing on, you're getting £40-30 a week. Physically, the government are not allowing them to come out and get back into work. Do you know what I'm saying?
For Fran Finlater, founder and chief executive of Bounce Back, it's about changing perceptions. It's about tackling head-on the stigma attached to prisoners that they are lazy or a constant danger or don't have the talent to get back into working society. It's a stigma 2 out of 3 UK employers still ascribe to when they refuse to hire ex-offenders. And the solution is a bit more compassion and a bit more willingness to help out where you can.
No one is pretending these guys are going to come out absolute master builders. They're going to come out with an understanding of going to work, getting up in the morning, finishing at the end of the day.
She talks about meeting an inmate at Wandsworth Prison, where Bounce Back just started a dry lining course last year.
Literally said, I couldn't believe it. I've never done anything in my life. And suddenly I've learned this, and now they can't get rid of me out of the training centre because I want to do this the whole time. And I mean, literally, he just wants to do it the whole time. He's now better at health and safety than anybody else in my organisation. I have asked if he's coming out, but not for another year, sadly. Literally, they just get absolutely up to speed on this stuff. And that's what they want.
Meanwhile, in the prison training ground, a few inmates are busy putting up scaffolding as we speak.
Today, we had one team on that scaffolding with the instructor, and I was on this one, and I was teaching the team that I had here.
This is Charlie, an inmate who was a scaffolder for 14 years before coming to Brixton Prison, and Rebecca Edwards, a fundraising coordinator for Bounce Back.
It looks like a game of complaint, I suppose. The tubes going everywhere.
Charlie has already been talking to Allendale about a job when he gets out, and he's feeling very confident that with his skill already and all the motivation he's had for the course, he should be a shoo-in for a job when he gets back outside, and he's not shy about hiding that excitement.
I mean, I'm in here because I had a silly fight, do you know what I mean? And it's the worst thing I ever done, but then I suppose it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I'm released in October. So, only 15 weeks left. Exactly 15 weeks now.
Amazing.
So, not long at all. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait yet to get out and go back to work. Start my fundraising for Bounce Back.
That's the main thing.
That's the main thing. Yeah, we've got some plans in the pipeline. So.
Although the course only started in October, Charlie's level of enthusiasm has already spread throughout the prison. With only space for 12 students at a time, the waiting list for scaffolding has risen to 75 at the moment.
People sit on the wing, like I've spoke to people on the wing, and they want to get on bounce back because they've heard it's progressive, do you know what I mean? Being in here, there's like not a lot of progressive jobs in here, so coming over here is something they can look forward to every day, to come out of their cell, to come over here and do practical work. And obviously it lines them up with a job when they get out, so it's even better.
About 40 inmates, including the current cohort, have taken the course so far. Of these, 24 have finished, and about 10 are in work, which is roughly in line with Bounce Back's target of getting 40% of trainees into paid employment. Between dry lining and scaffolding, the charity has already trained just under 200 inmates. Even with all that success, it hasn't been easy. One of the biggest hurdles now is that the prison no longer does daytime release for prisoners. Here's Matt Warner again.
Before they would start the course, come out, finish their day release at my yard and have that natural progression through of 6-8 weeks working before they was released.
The reason they have to come out is because in the prison, you're only allowed to build a 7-meter tall structure for security reasons. But to pass the course, you need to build a 10-meter scaffold. So you have to go to Allendale's yard, you have to put it up there, and that's when you pass.
Now don't have that, so they're doing their call, stopping, back in their cell, then being released, you've lost that momentum. It's all about conditioning. Everything's about conditioning. When you go in the army, it's conditioning. To go, everything's conditioning. You condition them now for the next 6-10 weeks to getting up every day, to going to work, to going home, going to bed, getting up again and doing it the next day 5-6 days a week. When they come out, they naturally continue doing it because they're getting paid 4-5-6
Bounce Back and Allendale are trialing a few different schedules and structures for the course because ideally you'd want the prisoner to get into the habit of working and then finish the course and go directly into work. But with the end of the temporary leave, or RODL, that's a lot more difficult to achieve.
But when they finish the course and then they're banged up for another 6 months, by the time they come out, that momentum and inspiration's gone. Businesses move on, things change, circumstances change for everyone.
So suppose if there's that gap between when they finish the course and when they're actually released,
how
do you kind of ensure that after the release they finish their course?
Listen, you can't force anyone to do anything, you know, which is why I'm saying the right thing to do for the industry, for the taxpayer, is to go back to the RODL, get the course finished so that they don't have to then resit it. That's something they've got for life. Do you know, there is no renewal with the scaffolding ticket. Once you've got it, you've got it.
But they're still ambitious. When I went down to Brixton Prison, Bounce Back, Lantsec, and Allendale were running out an open day for other prisons to send their representatives and see how the courses work and how they can take those ideas and implement them in their own institutions. Considering they've already expanded into Wandsworth, now the question is, where next? Where's the next prison where they will take this idea of towering brick walls, of feeling trapped, and turning that around on itself to give inmates an opportunity to feel like they have freedom and they have a future and they have possibilities when they come out and that they don't need to reoffend. Wherever they go next, there's a commitment that Brixton and inmates like Charlie won't be the first and only ones to get a second chance. They're just the beginning. I'm Carl Thomas, and thank you for listening. And thank you to Matt Warner over at Allendale, Fran Finlater and her team at Bounce Back, and Lantsec for setting up this course and inviting us down to have a look.